Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we're going to be looking at The Juice. So first up, The Juice is covering the latest with the Israel-Hamas conflict, specifically the ceasefire that's currently in place, and the hostage situation.
Yeah, the article says that Hamas agreed to release three hostages after they were pressured by both Israel and former President Trump, who threatened to restart attacks on Gaza if the hostages weren't released. It's definitely, it's a good opportunity to talk to students about the different ways people try to resolve conflict and how effective those different approaches are. This whole situation really shows how sensitive these negotiations can be.
For sure. It does make you wonder about the long-term impacts of using these kinds of high-pressure tactics. But moving on to a different topic. In the science world, there's this pretty interesting article about how pig skulls have changed a lot over the last 100 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So researchers in Germany, they looked at 3D scans of pig skulls from the early 1900s and compared them to pig skulls from today. They found that modern pigs have shorter snouts and flatter foreheads than they used to, and they think it's probably because of changes in what they eat. It's a really cool example of how fast evolution can actually happen. And it's an interesting example of how things that humans do, even if we don't mean to, can have an impact on evolution. You know, it might be interesting to ask your kids to think about the other ways that humans might be impacting how other species evolve, like, you know, habitat loss and climate change and even stuff like selective breeding.
Yeah, that's something to think about for sure. Okay, so on a bit more of an inspirational note, The Juice also have this quote in it from Dr. Patricia Bath. She was a super impressive ophthalmologist and inventor. The quote is, "Do not allow your mind to be imprisoned by majority thinking. Remember that the limits of science are not the limits of imagination."
Yeah, Dr. Bath's life and her work are a great example of what can happen when you challenge what everybody thinks. I think this quote is a really good starting point for a conversation about thinking critically and being creative and coming up with new ideas. Maybe ask your students if they've ever had an idea that seemed kind of crazy or if they've ever questioned something that everyone else just seemed to accept.
Right. It's a really important message, especially these days. But unfortunately, The Juice also has some news about problems with the economy. Specifically, they talk about inflation in the U.S. and how that's affecting families.
Yeah. So the Consumer Price Index, which is the thing that measures how much prices change for things that people buy, rose to 3% last month. And that was mostly because gas, groceries, and rent all got more expensive. The article talks about how this relates to President Trump's campaign promises, where he said he would lower inflation. And they also talk about how the tariffs he put in place could make prices even higher. It's a good chance to talk to your kids about some basic economics and explain how inflation impacts their lives. You could even talk about things like making a budget and being careful about how you spend money.
Yeah, definitely something that's relevant to them, even if it's not the most fun topic. But to end on a happier note, The Juice has a story about a group of shelters that are doing Valentine's Day sleepovers for people and homeless pets.
Ah, that's nice. So Best Friends Animal Society is the group behind this. They're hoping that these sleepovers will help people decide to adopt pets and help deal with the problem of too many animals being in shelters. It's a creative way to try to solve a serious problem. And it could be a good time to talk to your kids about the importance of treating animals well and being responsible pet owners if they have pets.
Yeah, and it talks about how the number of animals being euthanized has actually gone down quite a bit since 2007, which is a good thing.
It's good to hear. Okay, so last but not least, The Juice is talking about the competition between China and the U.S. that seems to be heating up, especially when it comes to space. They just launched a rocket with a whole bunch of satellites. Yeah, they did. China launched a rocket that had a bunch of satellites on it, and it's part of this plan they have to try to catch up to Elon Musk and his Starlink system. It is interesting to see this whole space race happening again, and I think it's worth talking to students about what all of this means. You know, like, what are the pros and cons of having tons of satellites up in space? What does it mean for things like being able to get on the internet and, you know, being watched, and even like what it means for the military?
It's definitely something to pay attention to.
Absolutely. It seems like every day there's something new going on in space with exploration and technology and all that.
Well, we're out of time for today's deep dive into The Juice.
Thanks again for having me. It's always fun to chat about this stuff.
And thanks to everyone listening. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.